Throw it away.
Throw it away.
Throw it away because it's Earth Day.
Hi, welcome to the Demo Podcast. Why are you staring at me?
Because your voice is like automatically changed. I went from,
oh, hello, my name's Cheryl.
Okay, her voice doesn't sound like that, but when she's recording her voice, she sounds so much cooler, and that's not okay. I need to like start like changing my voice. Be like, hey, it's Breadstick. Okay, maybe the name Breadstick doesn't work for that. But like, hey, it's that one person that knows IGJ and is now somewhat relevant. Just kidding, she's not, but she's gonna pretend like she is.
Oh gosh,
I just can't do it anymore.
Hi, welcome to the Demo Podcast. You just heard from my current sidekick right now. Her name's Breadstick. She will be, I want to say, a reoccurring person on this podcast.
Except for I rarely see IGJ because she goes into her hole, that is her room. And she comes out all the time, but I never see her.
You know, sometimes you have to suffer for your art.
I'm kidding about that, but
I have heard someone say that before.
Wait, who didn't say that?
I don't know. I was watching a YouTube video. like many people do. And
oh, this just then.
This girl was talking about this date she had with this guy, and he doesn't believe in having all of... He's like, I don't like to have friends. He's like, because I don't want to be happy, because in order to make good art, you have to suffer for it.
Oh, yeah, that's totally true.
It's not a belief of mine, personally. But today, to get on topic, I thought I would let Breadstick interview me.
Yeah.
Apparently there are some questions that she has have, or like topics.
No, they're not questions. They're just topics. Bullet points because I don't know what to say. And, yeah.
So I'm just...
But there's ranging bullet points. So, first one, we're talking about Paula.
Paula.
For those of you who are unfamiliar, Paula is IGJ's hater.
My number one hater.
There's a interview that's coming out, and, there was a mistake in the editing, and so basically IGJ said, my hater, Paula, her name's Paula, and she thought that was really funny.
That was funny.
It is funny. But, I would definitely recommend you check that out. I don't know where it's going to be, but it's going to be somewhere.
I'm hoping it will come out soon. The interview, it was my first ever interview. This is my second one. And my first ever interview took place, like, months ago. And it still hasn't been published. But we're getting really close to publishing, and I think they just really wanted to edit it. I guess I sucked. Because it took a long time.
Oh, no. Okay, so basically, IGJ, it was her first interview, so we're going to give her a break for here. But she had the microphone, and she was all like, oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to, like, take this microphone, and I'm going to put it right next to my mouth, or I'm going to take it really far away from my mouth, because that's how recording works.
Okay, we don't... The jellies don't need to feel the hate.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm not hating. I'm just, stating. But she's learning from her mistakes.
Right. What's your first question?
I said there's no questions. Okay. But I can make up one.
Okay.
How long have you known your hater?
Oh, gosh.
That's a great question.
A couple years now.
Yeah. Was she always this way, or was she,
Well, when I first met her, she wasn't such a hater, if that makes sense. She didn't know me. But then she became a real, real true hater, in the last, I would say, 2 years. 2.5 years. She's just been like, you know what, I'm your number one hater. And I said, I love that.
She wants to be your number one something. Because, believe it or not, the hater is a good friend. And she doesn't want to hear this, so we're going to state it several times throughout the podcast. So, the hater is a good person, I think. But she wants to be her number, IGJ's number one something, and it's so much easier to hate sometimes. But honestly, Karen, she's pulled through. She's IGJ's number one fan, and
we I love Karen. And her name is not spelled like Karen at all. Her name is actually about 30 letters long. And it starts with what you would think would be pronounced as Liv, but it's not. Her whole name is pronounced Karen. And she runs my favorite fan account on Instagram.
Yeah.
It is pretty amazing. So shout out to Karen in Finland.
If you haven't seen it, check out IGJ Gives Me Life.
I got Jams Gives Me Life.
Oh, it's a longer name.
It's a longer name,
yeah. But you guys know the acronym because you're true fans. Okay, speaking of which, very amazing way into our next bullet point, which would be Karen. So, have you ever met Karen in person?
I have not met Karen. I kind of wish I did. I think she went to a festival that DJ Fizzy and I performed over in Europe, and so close to meeting her, but sadly I did not. I had to perform, and then I had to basically leave pretty much right after.
Actually, I heard a rumor that you and Karen were in the same room, but there's this one guy, you know, the guy with the mustache.
Yeah,
the one you're talking to about your next single that we can't say the name of because it's secretive. Mm. Yeah, he was talking to you about that, and Karen was there, but she had to leave because, I don't know why she had to leave, but she was in the same room as you, and she was gonna say hi, but then this mustache dude that reminded me of Mario, but he was tall, and he wasn't a plumber.
Do you know for sure that he wasn't a plumber?
I don't. Honestly, I don't. But he was talking to you about your latest single. Do you know his name?
I'm just not going to give him his name right now. But we will just call him Mario Man.
Mario Man?
Mario Man.
Yeah, Mario Man. He was really cool. I liked him. So, Mario Man, if you know who you are, and you're watching out there, and you're thinking, oh, I wasn't there, but I fit that description. You're not Mario Man, but if you were there and you know IGJ, that's a shout out to you.
And also, Karen, if you see me, come up to me. I want to meet you.
Yeah, I was talking to IGJ before the podcast, and she was all like, I was like, oh, Karen. And she was like, Karen, Karen's awesome. I love Karen. She's like the best. And then she started like going on her account. She was like, look at this aesthetic account.
It really is. I really appreciate her work. Very good. And also, I see on your point, the next thing is the awards. And she posted about me winning awards. I didn't even post about winning awards, but she is like on top of it.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know where she is, but
she's like my news source.
Yeah,
she is. You want to find out what I've been up to.
Yeah, Karen's
on top of it.
She actually gets out information faster than most, like, news outlets that post about IGJ, because she's on top of it. She's a true fan, and I can't say that about many people. Paula, Okay, I'm not a hater, but I'm sorry, Paula, but... Are you a jelly? Or are you a jealous?
No, are you a jelly, breadstick?
Oh, I am a jelly. I don't hate on your music. I actually enjoy your music.
Do you know the title of my first song?
Yes.
What is it?
It's Demo.
It's what?
Demo.
Good job.
Yeah.
Okay. Because some people call it Throw It Away.
Yeah.
But you know what? Demo.
You know what, though? What? I feel like Karen could sit here. I want her to be on this podcast one day. I feel like Karen could sit here, and she could list out all of your songs in order. How much you want to bet she can do that? Because I believe she's really the true fan.
You know, that's a true fan, because I don't even think I can do that.
You think you can do that?
Personally, myself,
yeah. Karen, if you're listening.
I could get pretty far.
I believe in you.
But I couldn't do it. Especially when it comes to the math equation problem title.
Oh, yeah, no, she could do that. She could do that in a heartbeat. Oh,
that one.
No, she cares about you. She cares about your music.
All right. Did you know that one of the fan names I thought about was Jams? Because, you know, people were like, oh, I have fans.
Yeah.
My name is I Got Jams. So I thought Jams, like, I got jams, like, yeah. I got fans. But I decided to go with Jellies, because if you have the jams, I have the jellies. So.
Mm-hmm. Next bullet point, wooden pole. Fun fact, Karen, now, was it Smittywick the rapper?
I don't know where you're going with this topic.
No, okay, it was either, it was definitely Smittywick. Okay, Smittywick, she's also awesome. She, you should definitely do a collab with her. But she was talking about the wooden pole and how amazing it is. Mm-hmm. And she was making a comment on your wooden pole because if you follow her on Instagram, IGJ, make sure you do. Pause this podcast right now and just go to her Instagram
handle is Paula I Got Jams.
Okay. She was referencing a post that IGJ made, and she was behind a pole because no one knows what IGJ really looks like, and the closest we have to that is...
There's not been a full face photo.
There has been a drawing of IGJ, but it wasn't like a clear one. It was like a very cartoon and rough drawing of her from the animatic for
Thanksgiving song.
I was gonna wait for you to say it because you're so on top of things, but you don't.
I'm sorry.
You're supposed to be on top of things, IGJ.
I'm on top of, like, music and stuff. So.
It's relating to your music.
I know. But no, it's relating to a wooden pole.
Okay, we're talking
about
a
wooden pole picture.
This. She was making a comment on her wooden pole.
Is that me behind the wooden pole? The answer is yes.
Honestly, if there's another music video or like another video relating to one of your songs.
Another fan art video?
I want that pole to cameo in it. I really do.
And pole is like an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
From my current location right now, and it's about 2 hours away from my other location that I spend a lot of time at.
No, we'll just, like, take the pole, we'll take a picture of it, and we'll just, like, you know, put it inside the... get it in there.
Mm-hmm. It's fan art. I don't make it, so...
Okay, we'll get someone to make it. And when we do... Yeah, that's right. I'm calling you guys out. If you guys ever want to make fan art, tag... I got jams. And make sure there's a wooden pole in it, because that means a lot.
You know, I want to see Paula's interpretation of fan art. I
want to see, like, hate art. Does that make
sense?
Hate
art?
Yeah,
ooh.
Hate art. Okay. We know who's watching the podcast and who's not, depending on what hashtags they use for fan art. So, we'll know if you're a true fan or not. On your hashtags for
fan art for IGJ.
There wasn't actually more bullet points that I wrote down other than just like self notes, like sound like a good person. Be self-deprecating and pretend like it's a joke because people find that funny, and have a face for radio.
Have a face for radio. I like that. I think I have a face for radio.
But I liked the half of your face that I didn't see.
Just the one half.
Just the one half. You know
I
what?
I showed the better half, probably, in that photo.
Yeah, someone should take that and then, like, duplicate your the side of your face and, like, try to make your full face photo out of what you gave her. Mm-hmm. Like, edit the photo.
That'd be cool. Challenge. Challenge.
Challenge.
All right. So, was that all?
No.
Is that everything?
No, we shall talk about your... Okay, I wanted to ask you a question about Karen. One more question about Karen.
Karen.
Okay, because Karen's amazing. If you ever see Karen in real life, what would you do?
I would say,
Karen, I love you. If you could give Karen any gift for Valentine's Day, even though it's already passed, what would it be?
I don't really do Valentine's Day. She's not really my style.
Does the hater?
I don't know. Oh, you know, the hater, actually, there's a picture of her with her man. and she said they had lots of plans for Valentine's Day, so.
Huh.
Yeah.
The hater has feelings.
Yes.
Don't forget that, guys.
She has feelings. She just doesn't support me emotionally.
Yeah. Hence, no emotional support.
Yes.
Okay. I hope that you guys find emotional support in your life. And you can hear this podcast because we like talking low and quietly because, there's no particular reason, actually. We just like trying to sound cool. I mean, that's what I think, IGJ does it for. She's just like, oh my god, I like to know.
No, honestly, as soon as, like,
all right, voice recording. All right. This is when I got jams. No.
And this has been Breadstick.
And GJ is cutting me off.
This has been Breadstick.
This has been the nobody that has been part of this podcast. This is
Breadstick.
Oh, yes.
Breadstick.
Bready.
Bready.
My friends call me Bready.
You can call
Bready.
Me Breadstick.
Bready.
Breadstick.
I don't have the pleasure of
calling you. You can call me Bready.
All right. Signing off. Bye.